Oh. Stop the recording. Stop the recording. We're going to get it over with before we get started.
Okay, let's get her over with.
I know this is a very important day today for you. And I know it's one that you've celebrated all of your life. And it is the epitome. It is the epitome of Larry H. Vader. Let me be the first to fart and to wish you a happy Cassoulet Day.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, January 9th, 2022, in the celebratory year.
Three.
20 Three. And 23. It's the first LFC of 20 and 23 in the celebratory year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Vatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts. I am the fat one. I am the vision in red today. I just got a haircut. Mr. Larry H. Vader,
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm so glad you changed your name so that would be correct every week.
Right. V-A-D-E-R, even when it's my birthday, he can't get it correct. Mr. Larry H. Vader. But joining me today is, well, y'all, he's the one who's going to be giving me a little bit of elbow this evening at dinner to try to keep us awake. It's the fat one. Everyone say hi, McCrady.
Hi, McCrady. By the way, I think it should be cassoulet because it's a French word.
Well, I don't understand what's going on. What are you talking about?
National Cassoulet Day.
Oh, well, that's what we're celebrating.
Yes, French country food cooked in a dish together. Mm-hmm. Hence the origin of casserole, which is the origin of Larry H. Vader, who is fat off of tater tot casseroles.
That's true. But tonight, we'll be celebrating National Cassoulet Day at the Japanese hibachi restaurant.
Yes, y'all, at 8 o'clock at night.
Y'all.
It's like we're going to eat out in Walnut Hills, but we're early.
Right. Y'all, we did not have a little shoe last week. Y'all, I've had a rough go of things. Father is not well.
He's had a moment.
Y'all, this past week, the Jar and I went to the hockey ball game with our friends Big Mama and Mexican Vanilla. Well, y'all, they about did me in. First of all, no one fed me. And the hockey ball game was at 7 p.m., of course, it went into overtime.
Of course it did.
And y'all, I'm going to tell you, the Jar was concerned because he knows what happens when you don't feed me on schedule.
Can we have a show of hands of anybody listening to this that doesn't know what happens when you don't feed Vader?
Right. So, but y'all, afterwards, of course, the hockey ball game went into overtime. And y'all, I was like, look. I said when we were getting near the end of the third period, I said, y'all, if this thing goes into overtime, I'm a good sport and I love the Rays just like everyone else. But like, I can't do this. And so, you know, of course they go into overtime and I was getting ready to get up and just leave.
Was there emergency popcorn?
Well, we had already had some
roller dog.
No, they didn't have any roller dogs. You know, I love a good roller dog. Well, we'll talk about that later. But y'all, it went into overtime, but y'all, they lost within the first 30 seconds of overtime. So it ended up ending quickly. But then the jar, and y'all, I had driven. He wasn't going to let me out of his sight because he knew I'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom, and I'd leave and go to the Mexican restaurant across the street and leave him there. And so he was watching me. But anyway, y'all, we ended up going to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's the only thing that was open at 10 fucking o'clock on Wednesday night. So needless to say, I got in bed about 11:30.
Everybody had been to the Baptist Church covered deer supper already.
Right. And y'all, I ate all that salty food, which of course just ruined me. But
swollen ankles.
Oh, absolutely. And as we're trying to leave, oh, we should do something for your birthing day. And I said, well, I like Rue de Jean. And they said, oh, okay, well, it's closed on your birthday.
Oh.
Now, y'all, we're not going to dinner on my birthday.
Right.
So, but, you know, it doesn't matter to me one way or another. It's very, very generous of them to want to set something up, to do something. So they said, well, what else do you like? And I said, well, you know, I like Japanese food. And they said, okay, well, we'll go to the hibachi. Also closed on Monday. And except for the one that our friend Big Mama says you'll stick to the floor, so don't go there. So, y'all, we're going on Sunday night as we record this, and they invite a Big Fatty. And I said we should invite the Nip, but no one did, so I'm not in charge of that. And but y'all, Big Fatty has come. He's agreed to leave the house at that hour of the night. Now, did we need to stop by and pick you up?
Well, there was a brief, a fleeting moment that I thought that might be a good idea.
Ah.
But no, I'll drive myself that way. If when I go to the Japanese restaurants, after you have that onion soup, you usually just get that fire hydrant of diarrhea. And sometimes I have to excuse myself, and sometimes I just drip out the front door as I'm leaving.
I'm sure the jar wouldn't mind if you just dripped in the back of the jarmobile.
Well, I'm wearing black pants tonight just in case there's an accident.
Right, right. Y'all, we were, the jar and I earlier today, I went to get my hair cut and he wanted to go to the Marshalls. And so he said, well, we'll have some lunch and I'll drive. And so he did. And while I was getting my hairs did, he went and bought some underpants and some socks. And we were on our way though, and he was like, I'm surprised Big Fatty likes the hibachi. And I said, well, Big Fatty likes hibachi. And I said, but it's going to make him gassy. And he said, well, but what about if he just had, you know, a little bit of this and that? And I said, well, that'd also make him gassy. And he said, what about if he had just like the right amount of food there, like maybe just the soup and salad? And I said, well, that would also make him gassy. And he said, well, what wouldn't make him gassy? And I said,
being in the bed.
Right, basically. And I was like, anything will make Big Fatty gassy. So
I'm just going to have to sit by him to teach him a lesson, I guess.
Right, right. So, but y'all, yeah. So we didn't record last week. Everyone, I'm sorry. Father Hat has not been well. Y'all, the Hat's got the COVID. I mentioned that on the last show.
Yeah.
For the Christmas. And unfortunately, Father Hat is still not well. Y'all, he's been in the hospital, still in the hospital as we record this. Mm-hmm. Because you know,
his nurse Ratchet Kingera.
Y'all, all I've heard is the complaints. He's at the point now where he just complains. And so, they luckily are in their little local hospital because the COVID just wiped him out, just wiped out his white blood cells or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they have him isolated there. The problem with that is he can't have visitors. Y'all, he is so concerned that he has not gotten
problem
his
for him. That's a blessing for you, right?
Right. But he's so concerned that he has not gotten his Christmas gifts yet. Y'all, every day, I talk to him twice a day. I check on him, you know, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. The food is terrible, and he wants his Christmas gifts. That's what he's latched on to, is that he would like to celebrate Christmas. And I said, well, you got to get out of there. So, but anyway, we weren't sure where I would be, and then y'all, the jar and I went up to the car lot for the New Year's Eve. We saw our friend Big Ed and had a lot of food, some drinks. Y'all, we went to IKEA twice. The jar bought something and went to.
Did you have the meatballs?
We breaking news. We had the meatballs. And they were good. They were good. I hadn't had the meatballs in a very long time, but happy to report they were delicious. So we also had some of their desserts. Y'all, the desserts were super delicious. We went to the Jars' first ever fish camp or fish house, which is something we do down here where it's just all the fried food. Y'all, he ate. I mean, we all did, but he enjoyed it. And then we went to the Sidelines, the Gasports Bar, for New Year's Eve. And
nothing says sports ball like going to a sports ball bar.
Well, right.
I've been perusing the menu at the Japanese steakhouse.
Oh yeah,
and Tubby.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's my Here's the thing. It's my birthday, so I'm just gonna treat myself. I mean, maybe somebody's gonna treat me. I don't know. It doesn't really matter because I'm gonna treat myself.
I'm just assuming that since the Jar invited everybody, he's treating everybody.
Oh yeah, actually, y'all, this is the Jar's first time planning this. And he is so worried about it, and it's so cute, but he is so concerned. He got a text while we were out today from the Japanese steakhouse saying, please come early. We're not going to seat you unless everybody's there. And if you're late, too bad. You know, too bad. We're canceling you. He's like, He's like, what do you think we should do? And I was like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. The only people that would possibly be late are the two of us. So it will be fine. So, like,
the rest of us will enjoy your birthday dinner whether you're there or not.
Right, exactly. And I was like, the other four aren't going to miss a meal. And y'all, Dr. Joe is probably going to be already dressed for the clinic tomorrow because, I mean, it's so late. By the time he gets out of there, he'll just go on to work.
Right.
So, y'all, I'm off on my birthday, so.
Oh.
Sleep in, I think. Mm.
I'm off for your birthday also.
Oh, I know. You're retired, so.
I am. It's lovely. Yeah,
y'all, on the way home from the car lot, though, we went to the Buc-ee's.
Oh, now tell everybody what the Buc-ee's is. Give them the www. Oh, excuse me for that.
That's the buc-ees.com. That's Buc-ee's.com. Y'all, I've been to the Buc-ee's. The Jar had never been, so we drove about 40 minutes out of our way.
I've never been to a Buc-ee's either. In fact, I'm going to go to the Buc-ee's.com.
Yeah, you need to just Google it. Don't go to the Buc-ee's.com, and when we're done, if you haven't ever been, watch a YouTube video about the Buc-ee's. I've been to a couple before. I've been to the St. Augustine one and the Daytona one, but this one's in the Florence, South Carolina. Now, I can't say I recommend it, but... Okay. It was fine, and y'all, between the two of us, we probably spent $100 in there, and 96 of that was on food.
Of course it was.
Y'all, hello? We bought so much shit, and, you know, they have good iced coffees, so we got that. Y'all, I had iced coffee on New Year's Eve at 4 p.m.
Oh.
I was up until 4 o'clock in the morning.
I bet you were.
But y'all, we had a good time. We were at the Buc-ee's well over 2 hours because, you know, we had to get parked and then we had to get in and we had to shop and then the Jar wanted to taste all the foods, the hot foods, and then
I noticed that they have the world's cleanest restrooms. Also,
y'all, they are lovely restrooms. They have like the one in Florence is not a big one, so it only has like 80 gas pumps and probably 50 urinals. So it's not one of the huge ones, but it's quite large. So we took advantage of all of their services. I don't think the Jar, y'all, I don't know. He doesn't ever TT. I worry about him. I do.
Wait till he puts on a few years.
Right. Right. Meanwhile, I'm like, there's no way I can get back in the car for 2 hours without TTing. So, yeah, y'all, we sat in the parking lot because you can't eat in there. It's a gas station.
No, not allowed.
So we sat in the parking lot in the Jarmobile and snick-a-snacked a little bit. And y'all, it was lovely. It was a great New Year's Day. Unfortunately, we got home too late to do a little show. And then the next day, I was just out of it from being up until 4 o'clock in the morning. So yeah. Yeah, and now, Big Fatty, we heard you had quite the tame New Year's Eve.
It was wonderful. It was just wonderful. By the way, Bucky's is mainly in Tejas.
Yeah, it's a Texas thing.
Yeah, but there are a couple in Alabama and a couple in Georgia, and mm-hmm. there's one in Tennessee. You know, I wonder if that Chris from Tennessee has been to the Crossville, Tennessee. But he doesn't listen.
He doesn't. He's unsubscribed.
Kentucky.
I love the Buckies, and Florida. So if you're passing by it on the interstates, highly recommend you pull her on in there. But just understand, you're not going to just pull in real quick and be back out the door. This is not a, like, I just need
it's
to get...
It's an experience.
Right. It's a complete experience. Now, if you just wanted to get the gas, y'all, it's always the cheapest gas around. Now, it might only be by a penny, but it's always going to be the cheapest gas.
Cheapest.
Uh-huh. So if you want to just get gas, you can. Just be aware that there are like 100 gas pumps minimum. And you got to wait, and you got to do the searching for a gas pump. But there are always gas pumps. Y'all, if you've got the electric car, they've got the tessellator chargers there. None of us recommend the brisket, except for Big Ed. Now, Big Ed highly recommends the brisket sandwich.
Right.
Despite the
no recommendation, you had it anyway.
The jar did. No one told the jar not to get it because we, you know, it's a thing. That's their whole thing is they smoke the brisket there in the store, blah, blah, blah. So he went ahead and got one because that's what they're known for. Y'all, I went right for the burritos and the tacos because they are absolutely delicious.
Because nothing says fun in a car for 3 hours like a burrito and an iced coffee.
Again, it's not you. So if you had been in the car, no, we wouldn't have stopped if you'd been in the car. Because
you know. Do they have oxygen here? Oh, it makes me gassy.
Right. Exactly. So, y'all, it was a lovely trip. Y'all, we were not real sure how it was going to go. Big Ed got sick, and happy to report he's doing okay. We also were kind of unsure because the hats were not well at that point. And so, are we going to go? Are we not going to go? You know, cancel the reservations. Okay, well, maybe we will go. And so, y'all, we left it until Friday afternoon before we left because we just couldn't, we didn't know.
The question that everyone wants to know mm-hmm. at midnight.
Right.
How did you and the jar handle? This was first New Year's together, right?
This is first New Year's.
So. Okay. So how did y'all mark the stroke of midnight?
Y'all, I had to get up and walk away. Not from the jar. Oh. at midnight, like Kevin, the owner of Sidelines, gave us a champagne toast. And, you know, there might have been a little smooch or two. And, you know, the jar was very happy because that was a first for him. And I was happy because it had been a really good day and I enjoy being around him and everything. And y'all, but there were these gays sitting next to us that were just trying to be bougie. Y'all, they were from Chicago's. And
well, you know how those people from Chicago's are.
I do. And they were trying to be bougie.
Not you, Mrs. Lauren.
No, we'll get to you in a minute, Mrs. Lauren. But y'all, the gays were trying to be bougie. And they were like, we're stuck here. And I was like, oh, did you fly Southwest? And they're like, no, we flew American. And I was like, well, that's the only thing that's worse than Southwest. And they're like, oh, it's much better. And I was like, yeah, but you're still stuck here. Like, so how good is it? But like, whatever. I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just kidding with them or whatever. And they got all bougie and they were they were trying to be nice, but then they were being bougie. And then it came time to close out tabs and I closed ours and y'all, ours was $45. No big deal. And then they got all their cards were declined.
Oh.
And so the jar is not fazed by that at all because his generation isn't, but I thought it was hilarious. But I had to get up and walk away because I couldn't not be mean because they were just so hateful to us. And so anyway, now, I don't know. But it was fine.
The highlight though of New Year's Eve.
Yes. Was what?
Was the jar having his very first roller dog?
Y'all, no. That was not the highlight of New Year's Eve. That was the highlight of 2023 thus far.
Oh.
On New Year's Eve, he had his very first slice of Quick Trip QT pizza.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, we were in a pickle because we had had that those meatballs and things at the IKEA at like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And y'all, we split an order of meatballs and a side and then the dessert. And so, because we had eaten lunch, but when at IKEA, it was his first time, probably his only trip for a long time. So we felt like we had to try it.
Went back the next day.
That's true.
Okay.
But so we weren't really hungry, but I was adamant that we eat something because we were going to be drinking for a few hours. And I was like, no, we need to eat something and we need to have something here for when we get back. Just a little something, something.
Little something, something.
Yeah. Some chips, a lot of water. I'd gotten us some of those big bottles of water at the front desk because, I'm platinum. And so I'd gotten us those. I made him drink a bunch of that stuff.
I didn't realize La Quinta had a platinum level.
I wouldn't know about La Quinta. But anyway, y'all, we went to the QT and got, I got like something, I don't know, like some sort of cheesy queso something. It was pretty gross. But the jar got a slice of QT pizza. Y'all, it was delicious. I had a bite of it and I was like, whoo, that's good. But the next day on New Year's Day, we were going to the Buc-ee's after the IKEA. And
absolutely.
Our plans had gotten delayed. We had thought we were meeting Big Ed for lunch, but then he didn't feel up
poorly.
For it. He's feeling poorly.
Feeling poorly.
We had been up for a few hours. And so we could have gotten a much earlier start, but that's okay. And so, y'all, we hit the road, but I was like, look, Jar, I can't make it until 2:30 to eat lunch. Like,
I thought maybe you had a dentist appointment or something.
At 2:30. Mm-hmm.
2:30.
But y'all, we were driving and he was like, well, here's a McDonald's. I was like, that's fine. Just pull in. We'll get a little Egg McMuffin. Or something, a little breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, he pulled in there, and there must have been 300 people waiting to go through the triple drive-through or whatever.
Mm.
And I was like, pull it on out.
Oh,
we are not waiting in this. There is nothing in there that's worth waiting on this. So, y'all, we drove another block, and there was another QT. So he said, ooh. Pulled in. Y'all, then he's like, oh, yeah, my car says we're 12 miles to empty.
I would guess that would be a good time to get some gas.
Y'all, these young ones, they just run it down. Anyway, went in there. Y'all, they were out of the pizza, but they had roller dogs. Ugh. And y'all, the Jar had never had a roller dog. So I showed him where the buns were and all the toppings. Y'all, he thought it was the best thing. And it was. It was delicious because it was an all-beef hot dog. So we had roller dogs on New Year's Day.
I wonder if Mrs. Lauren has had a roller dog. Or maybe that'll go on her to-eat list.
Right, now that she can. It's all beef.
Right.
Y'all, we want to send a shout-out and a home to Mrs. Lauren. Y'all, Walter the kitty cat is not doing well.
Poor Walter.
He is having some issues, and he's been to the emergency vet. Still not doing great. And Mrs. Lauren, I know where you are because I went through this last year. Not saying it's the same thing, but it's hard when they're like, yeah, there's something wrong, and we just don't know, and it could just be neurological, and there's nothing we can do about that. So sorry that you're going through it, and we're sending good vibes and salmon treats.
Miss Prune is sending good vibes too.
Y'all, Miss Prune, the squirrels in the neighborhood are tormenting Miss Prune.
Oh, poor Miss Prune.
They are just in the window, just laughing at her through the glass, and she's had about enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
This morning she was writing a Pulitzer Prize winning Pulitzer Prize winning piece on the problem with squirrels and Park Circle.
It sounds to me like you were at the Jars early this morning.
No, I was not, but the Jar did send me the photos. No, I was at home. Y'all, I have been sleeping. Ugh.
As a fat person does.
Well, hello.
porcupines.
I ran out of time.
We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that time to play the game where we talk about people who were born on the same day as me, Mr. Larry H. Vader. And I tell you if they're dead or alive, if they're my BFF, and how you know who they are.
Yeah. Well, by the way, just a rogue's gallery of people born today. Richard Nixon?
Dead.
Right. That I wasn't asking about him. All right. Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle is, oh, God. I think she's dead. She's a musician.
Oh. Yeah. And
she sang
Crystal
some
Gayle.
Disco
is a country singer. I chose this because I know that one of your favorite songs, or maybe one of the Jar's favorite songs, is "Don't It Make My Brown Eye Blue." But anyway, but
yeah,
but she's alive.
Oh, is she? Wow, she's ancient.
70. What was it? 70. Where is she?
Riveting.
71 years old.
Oh, okay. Not that old. Okay.
Right. All right. Let's see who we got next. Well, there's Richard Nixon, but and he is dead. Mm. Fernando Lamas.
Fernando Lamas is dead also.
Uh-huh.
And Fernando is, you would probably know him, y'all. He was one of the dancers on the Dancing with the Stars. He was one of the professional dancers.
Okay. Fernando Lamas is indeed dead. he was an Argentine-American actor and director, and he was popularized. You look marvelous. So there you go. He was Lorenzo Lamas' father.
Oh.
So, all right. Bob Denver.
Bob Denver. Y'all, he looks dead, but I think he's alive.
Mm-hmm. And know him from?
Well, he was a musician also. Y'all, maybe I should be musical. But yeah, he was a musician back in the forevers.
Yeah. Bob Denver, dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Died in 2005, best known as Gilligan.
Right. Oh.
All right, have we got time for maybe one or two more?
Well, I think we can squeeze in one more, maybe two.
All right, let's see who we got next. We have got, wait a minute, let me find it. We have got, Cheek Young, C-H-I-C, Cheek Young.
Cheek Young, dead. And
we would know Sheik from?
She was a model back in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Sheik is indeed dead, and was the American cartoonist who drew the cartoon Blondie.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
that?
Blondie.
Yeah.
I could relate to her.
Yeah. All right. One last one.
Not
one
as much as one. Kathy, but yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Joseph Strauss,
also dead, and he was a composer, famous musician and composer.
You're following the musical theme here today.
I am.
No! Joseph Strauss, dead. Mm. He was an American civil engineer and the chief engineer on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, is he any relation to Levi Strauss?
Levi Strauss. I thought that's where you were going to go, but you didn't. So.
Oh, well.
Anyway. One to top, put the icing on the cake. Joan Baez.
Oh, Joan Baez, we shall overcome, y'all. I think she's gone on to glory.
Joan Baez, American folk singer, 81 years old.
Is she alive? So, y'all, Carly Simon is on that TikTok, and she looks dead.
Oh, so, speaking of looking dead, how old are you today?
Well, I'm older than the jar, and I'm younger than you.
Okay, well, and we're all younger than, let's see, one name comes to mind.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
It's,
well, Methuselah is very close in age, but
I thought they were the same person.
Well,